Hello everyone, my name is Deepti Shinde and I'm studying in VEDMED first year. Today I am going to speak about essentialism. Essentialism is the view that every entity has a set of attributes that are necessary to its identity and function. In early Western thoughts, Plato's idealism held that all the things have such an essence, an idea or form. In categories, Aristotle similarly proposed that all objects have a substance that, as George Lakoff put it, make the thing what it is and without which it would be not that kind of that thing. The contrary view, non-essentialism, denies the need to possess such an essence. Essentialism has been controversial from its beginning. Plato, in the Parmenides dialogue, depicts Socrates questioning the notion, suggesting that if we accept the idea that every beautiful thing or just action partakes of an essence to be a beautiful or just, we must also accept the existence of separate essence for head, mud and dirt. In biology and other natural sciences, essentialism provided rationally for taxonomy at least until the time of Charles Darwin. The role and the importance of essentialism in biology is still a matter of debate. In medical sciences, essentialism can lead to a refined view of identities. For example, assuming that differences in hypertension in Afro-American populations are due to racial differences rather than social causes, leading to fallacious conclusions and potential unequal treatment. In general, believing that social identities such as ethnicity, nationality, or gender are the necessary characteristics of people which define who they are can lead to dangerous consequences. Essentialist and reductive thinking lies at the core of many discriminatory and extremist ideologies. Physiological essentialism is also correlated with racial prejudices. Older social theorists were often conceptual essentialists. In philosophy, an essence characterizes a substance or a form. In the sense of the forms, an idea in a Platonic idealism, it is permanent, unalterable, and eternal, and is present in every possible world. Classical humanism has an essentialist conception of the human. In its endorsement of the notion of an internal and unchangeable human nature, this has been criticized by Kierkegaard, Marx, Heidegger, Sartre, and many other existential and materialist thinkers. In Plato's philosophy, in particular the Timaeus and the Philebus, things were said to come into being by the action of Demiurge, who works to form chaos into order entities. Many definitions of essence hark back to the ancient Greek hylomorphic understanding of the formation of the things. According to that account, the structure and real existence of anything can be understood by analogy to an artifact produced by a craftsperson. The craftsperson requires highly and a modern plan or idea in their own mind, according to which the wood is worked to give it the indicated contour or form. Aristotle was the first to use the terms highly and morphe. According to his explanation, all entities have two aspects, matter and form. It is a particular form imposed that gives some matter its identity, its quiddity or whatness. Plato was one of the first essentialists postulating the concepts of ideal forms, an abstract identity of which individual objects are mere facsimiles. To give an example, the ideal form of a circle is a perfect circle, something that is physically impossible to make manifest. Yet the circles we draw and observe clearly have some idea in common, the ideal form. Plato proposed that these ideas are internal and vastly superior to their manifestation, and that we understand these manifestation in the material world by comparing and relating them to their respective ideal form. Plato's forms are regarded as patricious to essentialist dogma simply because they are in case of what is intrinsic and contextual or objects, the abstract properties that makes them what they are. Karl Popper split the ambiguous term realism into essentialism and realism. He uses essentialism whenever he means the opposite of nominalism, and realism only as opposed to idealism. Popper himself is a realist as opposed to an idealist, but a methodological nominalist as opposed to an essentialist. For example, statements like "a puppy is a young dog" should be read from the right to left as an answer to "what shall we call a young dog," never from left to right as an answer to "what is a puppy." Metaphysical essentialism. Essentialism in its broader sense is any philosophy that acknowledges the primacy of essence. Unlike existentialism's presupposed being as the fundamental reality, the essentialist ontology must be approached from a metaphysical perspective. Empirical knowledge is developed from experience of a relation universe whose components and attributes are defined and measured in terms of intellectually constructed laws. Thus, for the scientist, reality is explored as an evolutionary system of diverse entities, the order of which is determined by the principle of causality. Plato believed that the universe was perfect and that its observed imperfections come from man's limited perceptions of it. For Plato, there were two realities, the essential or ideal and the perceived. Aristotle applied the term essence to that which things in a category have in common and without which they cannot be members of that category. For example, rationality is the essence of man. Without rationality, a creature cannot be a man. In his creatures of Aristotle's philosophy, Bertrand Russell said that his concept of essence transferred to metaphysics was only a verbal convenience, and that is confuse the properties of language with the properties of the world. In fact, a thing's essence consisted in those defining properties without which we could not use the name for it. Although the concept of essence was hopelessly muddled, it became part of every philosophy until modern times. The Egyptian-born philosopher Plotinus brought idealism to the Roman Empire as Neoplatonism, and with it the concept that only do all the existence emanate from a primary essence, but that the mind plays an active role in shaping or ordering the objects of perception rather than passively receiving empirical data. Despite the metaphysical basis of the term, academics in science, aesthetics, heuristics, physiology, and gender-based sociological studies have advanced their causes under the banner of essentialism. Possibly, the clearest definition for this philosophy was offered by gay lesbian rights advocate Diana Fuss, who wrote, "Essentialism is most commonly understood as a belief in the real, true essence of things, the invariable and fixed properties which defines the whatness of a given entity. Metaphysical essentialism stands diametrically opposed to existential realism in that finite existence is an only differentiated appearance, whereas ultimately reality is held to be absolute essence." Thank you. Hello everyone, I'm Dipti Shinde, studying in BDMed first year and going to speak about essentialism. Essentialism is the view that every entity has a set of attributes that are necessary to its identity and function. In early Western thought, Plato's idealism held that all things have such an essence, an idea or form. In categories, Aristotle similarly proposed that all objects have a substance that, as George Lakoff put it, make the thing what it is, and without which it will be not that kind of the thing. The contrary view, non-essentialism, denies the need to possess such an essence. Essentialism has been controversial from its beginning. Plato, in the Parmenides dialogue, depicts Socrates questioning the notion, suggesting that if he accepts the idea that every beautiful thing or just action partakes of an essence to be beautiful or just, we must also accept the existence of separate essence for hair, mud, and dirt. In biology and other natural sciences, essentialism provides the rationale for taxonomy at least until the time of Charles Darwin. The role and the importance of essentialism in biology is still a matter of debate. In medical sciences, essentialism can lead to a refined view of identities. For example, assuming that differences in hypertension in Afro-American populations are due to racial differences rather than social causes, leading to fallacious conclusions and potentially unequal treatment. In general, believing that social identities such as ethnicity, nationality, or gender are the necessary characteristics of people which defines who they are can lead to dangerous consequences. Essentialist and reductive thinking lies at the core of many discriminatory and extremist ideologies. Physiological essentialism is also correlated with racial prejudice. Older social theories were often conceptually essentialist. In philosophy, an essence characterizes a substance or a form in the sense of the forms and ideas in Platonic idealism. It is permanent, unalterable, and internal, and is present in every possible world. Classical humanism has an essentialist conception of the human. In its endorsement of the notion of internal and unchangeable human nature, this has been criticized by Kierkegaard, Marx, Heidegger, Sartre, and many other essential and materialist thinkers. In Plato's philosophy, things were said to come into being by the action of demiurge, who works to form chaos into order in details. Many definitions of essence hark back to the ancient Greek hylomorphic understanding of the formation of the things. According to that account, the structure and real existence of anything can be changed, can be understood by analogy to an artifact produced by a craftsperson. The craftsperson requires highly and a model, plan, or idea in their own mind, according to which the wood is worked to give it the indicated contour or form. Aristotle was the first to use the terms highly and morphic. According to his explanation, all entities have two aspects, matter and form. It is the particular form imposed that gives some matter its identity, its quiddity, or whatness. Plato was one of the first essentialists postulating the concept of ideal forms, an abstract entity of which individual objects are mere facsimiles. To give an example, the ideal form of a circle is a perfect circle, something that is physically impossible to make manifest, yet the circles we draw and observe clearly have some idea in common. The idea form. Plato proposed that these ideas are eternal and vastly superior to their manifestation, and that we understand these manifestations in the material world by comparing and relating them to their respective ideal form. Plato's forms are regarded as patriarchs to essentialist dogma simply because they are a case of what is intrinsic and a contextual of objects, the abstract properties that makes them what they are. Karl Popper splits the ambitious term realism into essentialism and realism. He uses essentialism whenever he means the opposite of nominalism, and realism only as opposed to idealism. Popper himself is a realist as opposed to an idealist, but a methodological nominalist as opposed to an essentialist. For example, statements like "a puppy is a young dog" should be read from right to left as an answer to "what shall we call a young dog," never from left to right as an answer to "what is puppy." Metaphysical essentialism. Essentialism in its broader sense is any philosophy that acknowledges the primacy of essence, unlike existentialisms which persist being as the fundamental reality. The essentialist's ontology must be approached from a metaphysical perspective. Empirical knowledge is developed from experience of a relational universe whose components and attributes are defined and measured in the terms of intellectually constructed laws. Thus, for the scientist, reality is explored as an evolutionary system of diverse identities, the order of which is determined by the principle of causality. Plato believed that the universe was perfect, and that is, its observed imperfections came from man's limited perceptions of it. For Plato, there were two realities, the essential or the ideal and the perceived. Aristotle applied the term essence to that which things in a category have in common and without which they cannot be members of that category. Is the essence of man. Without rationality, a creature cannot be a man, in his critique of Aristotle's philosophy, Bertrand Russell said that his concept of essence transferred to metaphysics what was only a verbal convince, and that it is confused that properties of language with the properties of the world. In fact, a thing's essence consisted in those defining properties without which we could not use the name for it. Although the concept of essence was hopelessly muddled, it became part of every philosophy until modern times. The Egyptian born philosopher Plotinus brought idealism to the Roman Empire as Neoplatonism, and with it the concept that not only do all existence emanate from a primary essence, but that the mind plays an active role in shaping or ordering the objects of perceptions rather than passively receiving the empirical data. Despite the metaphysical basis for the term, academics in science, ethics, heuristics, physiology, and gender-based sociological studies have advanced their causes under the banner of essentialism. Possibly, the clearest definition for this philosophy is offered by gay lesbian right advocate Diana Fuss, who wrote, "Essentialism is most commonly understood as a belief in the real, true essence of things, the invariable and fixed properties which defines the whatness of a given entity. Metaphysical essentialism stands diametrically opposed to existential realism in that finite existence is only differentiated appearance, whereas ultimate reality is held to be absolute essence." Thank you.